Hello,
Hey
everyone.
guys, welcome back to Rooted Reflections.
Merry Christmas. Hope you all had a good Thanksgiving. Today we're going to go over our Christmas episode. It's kind of hard to pick a topic a little bit because everything seems the same around Christmas time.
Except for Hanukkah.
Yeah. Happy Hanukkah if you're listening. All right. So today we are going to dive into the lineage of Christ for our Christmas episode. Hopefully we don't do too much jumping all around. We're going to try our best to try to stay on track. And hopefully if we don't stay on track, you can track along with us wherever we go.
Wherever we're tracking.
All right. Should we pray?
Yeah, I'll pray.
Okay.
Okay. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this day. And thank you so much for sending your son to be born of a virgin and then to die for our sins. So much happened in between that, but I'm so thankful for what you did and the humble things that you did for us. And I just want to praise your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, so the first thing we are going to do, we're going to get cracking. Anna just cracked her neck, so there's that. The first thing that we're going to mention is we can find the lineage of Jesus in both the Gospel of Matthew and the Gospel of Luke. What's important to know is that Matthew is writing to the Jews. So whenever you read the lineage of Jesus, which would be in Matthew 1, he would be writing from like the legal Jewish perspective, which would have gone through Joseph. And then do you want to describe Luke?
Sure. Luke is going over Mary's lineage, and Luke records a different genealogy, tracing Jesus's descent from David through David's sons, Nathan, rather than Solomon. This genealogy is widely understood to represent Mary's family line, even though Joseph's name appears as a Jewish genealogy's typically listed men. Through Mary, Jesus is a physical descendant of David.
So, yeah, so Mary, her line would have been the biological line, obviously.
Yeah.
And since Joseph was not the biological father, he would have been the legal line.
Yeah, he still would have had rights to it because in Jewish tradition, like if adoption, you adopt.
Right. And then the Luke passage, I believe it's Luke 3. We're not going to read all of that, but if you want to do that on your own, you should go for it.
That'd be great.
And it tells you exactly person after person after person.
Yep.
And you can trace it all the way back. But I think the overall question and what we wanted to address today is like, why is the lineage so necessary when we're reflecting on Christ's birth?
Yeah. Because Joseph provides the legal royal authority through the adoption, and Mary provides the biological descent from David. And together they fulfill the messianic prophecy without the contradiction. But we could get into
Jeconiah.
Okay, I was going to say it right. It's Jeconiah.
So we're going to mention Jeconiah briefly because we just learned this.
It's far.
Very recently. So obviously, like I said, you can go back and trace the lineage. You got Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Judah, you know, go on, Boaz, Jesse, David, yada, yada. Then you got kings of Judah. And then we land on this man, Jeconiah, which I'm going to read this verse in Jeremiah 22:30, which says, "Thus saith the Lord, write ye this man childless, a man that shall not prosper in his days, for no man of his seed shall prosper, sitting upon the throne of David and ruling any more in Judah." So why this is important, we're going to get to the importance of Judah, but just a little bit of history briefly would be for a long time at this point, there was a lot of rebellion. They were ignoring all of the warnings. And Jeconiah becomes king, and he just continues instead of stopping it and being righteous.
Mm-hmm.
And then Babylon ends up taking over Jerusalem. Yep. And so this verse is saying
this was like the last straw.
Yeah, this is the last straw. It wasn't like only what Jeconiah did started this curse. It was like, hey, for years and years, you guys have not been heeding mm-hmm. God's warning. You guys have been just rebellious. And this is the last straw. So for no longer will.
Well, I mean, the curse was towards Jeconiah. But
yeah,
he wasn't the total reason why Babylon took over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And to continue on Jeconiah, so he was from the house of David. And that was one of the messianic requirements. And then also to be from the tribe of Judah was a requirement. And then to be the descendant of Abraham was a requirement. And we have all those verses. We can read that. If you want to start with whatever which one that is, that's fine. The Genesis 49.
Genesis 49:10 says, "The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be."
Yep. And then, that was from the tribe of Judah. And then
2 Samuel.
Yep.
2 Samuel 7:12-16 says, "And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. And he shall build an house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. And I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men, and with the stripes of the children of men. But my mercy shall not depart away from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before thee. And thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee. Thy throne shall be established forever."
So needless to say, the Jewish people were waiting for this Messiah, this figure. And this is what we're saying points to the Messiah, and the figure would be Jesus.
Well, and even though Jeconiah's seed was going to no longer be able to sit on the throne, mm-hmm. Mary's lineage mm-hmm. is who intercepts that. Mm-hmm. Because we know that Joseph's lineage came from Judah, from the mm-hmm. line of Judah. So that would include Jeconiah. So this curse of his seed no longer sitting on the throne is avoided because Jesus is not biologically Joseph's.
Right.
And that is why the virgin birth is necessary.
100%.
So Mary is also from the line of Judah, mm-hmm. but that curse is avoided from Joseph's line because mm-hmm. Joseph is not biologically mm-hmm. Jesus's dad.
But it still would have gave him inheritance.
Yeah, so Jesus is still able to access the throne because of Mary.
Yeah.
So we just thought that was a cool little tidbit that we learned mm-hmm. that we thought we would add into this. So just to recap what we have so far. So we know the lineage of Joseph and the lineage of Mary, which can both be traced back using Matthew yep. and Luke, the Gospels,
yep.
which you're free to read on your own. We understand that there are messianic requirements, which are that the Messiah is a descendant of Abraham from the tribe of Judah, from the house of David. There's also a ton of prophecies, which we're not going to get into all of those, but mm-hmm. to just briefly touch on them, that we know the Messiah had to be born in Bethlehem from a virgin. It says that he would suffer. It says that he would be scorned and rejected. It said that he would be buried with the rich. So with all of that, I think the question we should pose now is, why did they need a Messiah in the Old Testament? And then why do we still?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why did they need a Messiah when they were doing the sacrifices? Wouldn't you assume that covered everything? No, it did not. You want to go into like the lamb and stuff? That would be cool.
Yeah. So I think there's several reasons. So I think ultimately they were wanting delivered. They mm-hmm. were always in Israel was often in need of restoration.
Always.
And they wanted justice established. And then along with what you were saying, I think they knew that the sins and the sacrifices, so the sacrifices for their sins were just temporary.
Right. It wasn't as far as the east is from the west. Yes. It was, you know, right, we're going to put your sins on this, you know, lamb and send it off into the wilderness.
So with...
as a covering.
Right. So with us knowing that the tribe of Judah was a requirement,
mm-hmm,
in Jewish tradition in the Old Testament, priests from Aaron's line were basically the ones standing between a sinful people and a holy God. So we know that the tribe of Levi,
mm-hmm,
would have been the priests. So what was the point of a priest in the Old Testament?
Yeah. So they would have brought the teachings to the people, and then they also would have been doing the sacrifices for them. Like on the Day of Atonement, they would send out, you know, the whatever the lot would fall, they would send one back, let that one live, and then the other one would be, he'd place his hand on him and put the sins on that goat.
So the scapegoat would have been the one carrying the confessed sin away,
right,
into the wilderness. So this is a symbol that the sin was being taken far.
Mm-hmm.
So with the Day of Atonement, the high priest would have entered Holy of Holies and would have been showing that reconciliation between God and humanity. But again, just important to note that this is temporary forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
So the sacrifices that they were doing only covered the sins, but it didn't remove them. Like they still needed...
Right. They'd have to go back the next year.
Yeah. So they still needed that. They still needed a Messiah ultimately to remove sin. It that only covered the sin.
Mm-hmm. So ultimately, that is the reflection of Jesus. They need Jesus to come in because there's one sacrifice, there's one death, and there's one resurrection. And that's all they needed because he was the perfect, sinless lamb, goat, whatever you want to say. He was the reflection of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then so was... it's also a reflection of the priest, because the priest was allowed to go into the holies of holies
once a year,
but Jesus is
our high priest.
Yeah, and he can go into the holies of holies whenever he wants because he is holy. Like that is his domain, so he can go and enter that for us.
Well, and that's why he's the great high priest. He is the reconciliation. So his sacrifice on the cross, he is the one interceding. He's the reason that we have access to the Father.
Period.
So that's another reason that he's necessary for us, why we need a Messiah.
Right.
Is because we cannot get to the Father except through him.
Exactly.
So our sins, even with sacrificing, they were just temporarily covered. They still needed far removed. And that couldn't have happened until the Messiah was slain.
Right. And I mean, that was God's plan all along. Like, he set all this up, the sacrificing, he set that up. But that was just to prepare them for what was to come.
Mm-hmm.
And to fulfill what he said, what the prophecies.
Mm-hmm.
He's fulfilling everything perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I wasn't going to say this because I thought it was going to be more confusing, but now I just feel it in my spirit that I need to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to be transparent. I don't really know that much about Melchizedek except for the fact that he was chosen by God. He's the only king and priest. And what is important is that when the tribes were given their roles, they did not intersect.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that Jesus, like, he is the great high priest, but he's also the king. So even though he's from the line of Judah.
Right.
I don't know. I just think, yeah, because he's chosen by God. Like, God the Father gave him to us.
He gave him dominion.
Yeah. So he gave us this great high priest, even though he's also a king.
Right.
So.
I mean, he is the king of the universe.
So similar to. And I forget what verse it is that talks about a Melchizedek-like
figure.
I forget what that verse says, but yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So our great high priest.
Your and great our high king. Priest.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's yours.
Yeah. And so, yeah, we don't need, thankfully, to go sacrifice animals anymore.
Oh my gosh, I could not make it through that. Lord, you're so good, but why?
Yeah.
Wait, okay, so Actually, I think the verse is something like, you are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. Something like that.
Yeah. So he would have been the priest of God Most High.
Great.
But also, he was the king of Salem. Mm. And he was the one, he was before Abraham. But
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, it's in Hebrews. I'm going to read it. I found it. It says, this Melchizedek, king of Salem and priest of God Most High, without father or mother or genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but resembling the Son of God, he continues a priest forever.
Ooh.
Yeah. Just a side note. I just thought it was a cool.
Yeah, that's good.
Cool comparison. Anyway, but as we know, towards the end of the Old Testament, there are many prophecies in those book of the prophets who are talking about Jesus' coming. And that's what leads us to 400 years of silence.
Mm-hmm. And then obviously, I mean, Matthew hops into the lineage and stuff to explain where this Messiah came from, to give him some credit, back him up. And then obviously goes into his story.
Mm-hmm.
So
hopefully you were able to track with us.
I'm tracking.
We were potentially all over the place.
No.
Sometimes when you're like hopping from New Testament, Old Testament, it can just feel like that sometimes. But if nothing else, I think that the highlights and like bullet points of what we wanted to get across today were that the lineage of Jesus is important,
mm-hmm.
because it tracks. And if any of that was incorrect or like anything in the Bible, then I think Christianity would be.
You're right. Yeah.
Not.
No, and yeah, and if anybody ever tries to say this isn't right because of this, now you know.
Yeah, like Christianity, I think it would collapse if any of the prophecies right. didn't add up to each other, or the lineage
which I think they do.
Each other, and they most definitely do.
And it's important for us to know it, mm-hmm. and that's why we want to share it, because you should know these things and want to learn and grow, and that's what we want to do, and we wanted to share that with you guys.
Right. So the lineage, house of Judah, or house of David, I mean.
Same thing.
Lineage of Judah. He's our great high priest.
House of David.
Yeah.
So, and we hope you have a very Merry Christmas.
Very Merry Christmas.
And we will see you guys in the new year.
Woohoo!